Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guests on this edition are InnoVenture Director Amanda Bradford and Program Specialist Cassie McClure to talk to us about junior entrepreneurship and teamwork in the classroom. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you for letting us be.
You're welcome. What is InnoVenture Junior? Amanda.
InnoVenture Junior is a program of entrepreneurship education for elementary age students. It is part of a suite of programs, the InnoVenture suite of programs that's offered by Arrowhead Center at New Mexico State University. Arrowhead Center is our entrepreneurship and innovation hub. And InnoVenture is a suite of programming for K through 12 students all across New Mexico. But InnoVenture Junior is targeted to kindergarten and through fifth grade.
And how long has InnoVenture been around?
The InnoVenture program has been around for more than 15 years, actually. Our core InnoVenture program that is for middle school and high school students around New Mexico started more than 15 years ago. And then we developed our Camp InnoVenture program, which is for middle school students all over New Mexico. And InnoVenture Junior is the most recent addition to our programming.
You just joined the group, right?
Yes. I've worked with Arrowhead Center in various capacities for a couple of years now, but I recently took over as director of InnoVenture, and I'm very excited to be in this new role.
And Cassie, you're the program specialist. What does that mean?
I am looking for teachers all across New Mexico who would want to have us either come or get the workbooks and kind of present entrepreneurship to their students.
It's a free resource for elementary students?
Yes. So teachers can visit our website. They can download a set of workbooks. The workbooks that we've developed are created by educators. Many of the lessons in the program are aligned with Common Core state standards. We know that's really important to educators in New Mexico. And so the workbooks are available for teachers to incorporate into their lessons in their classroom in any way really that they would like to. We also have a series of short animated videos that they can show to students, and those are available in English and Spanish. One point of feedback that we've gotten from teachers around the state as we have developed the program and created additional content for it was that they're excited to have the content, but they were looking for a more structured way to use it in their classroom. So one of the recent developments that we've done is we've created an hour-long, like a mini project-based learning activity for students. And we have been visiting classrooms all through Las Cruces to lead students in this activity. They watch a couple of our animated videos. We talk about the lessons in there. And then they work in teams to think like entrepreneurs and use different skills to create a business idea. So it's very exciting.
And what do the children know about what is an entrepreneur?
Well, that's one of the first questions that we ask them when we come in. Has anyone here even heard this word, entrepreneur? Usually it's completely new to them. And the way we talk about it with the students is we want them to understand that an entrepreneur is someone who sees a problem in their community, has an idea for how they might be able to solve that problem, and then takes action to build a business around the solution that they've come up with, the idea that they've had. So we talk to the students about how they can apply those steps to think like an entrepreneur and work together in teams.
And they've been really creative when they actually get confronted with, hey, I could solve this problem. I have the skill set. Even as kindergartners, they're very excited. You know, they have the ideas of, oh, the robot arms are going to shoot out. It's going to be amazing. So, and just seeing them sort of engage and think, hey, maybe I can build something someday, something that'll be of a greater use to the community.
Both of you have children. So have your children been involved in this program?
I showed my daughter, who's in pre-K, the entrepreneur sort of what the very beginning video where it says this is what it is, and she loved it. She thought it was great. She loved that it had the monkeys. The monkeys are always a win. So it speaks to them, and then they also get to think about it and say, oh, maybe that's something, you know, I understand that there's a problem. I can solve problems as well.
And the monkeys, this is part of the animated video.
Yes. Right.
And so what are the free resources or the resources available to elementary school teachers throughout New Mexico?
So we have a set of workbook curriculum pieces that are available on our website. The workbooks cover different topics, you know, explaining what an entrepreneur is, but then getting into some of the other skills that go along with entrepreneurship and that we want children to come away with. Because even if they are not, you know, one of our goals is to have them think about entrepreneurship as a career path that maybe they could take. But even if they're not going to become an entrepreneur, there are so many skills that they are learning and applying in these lessons, things like teamwork, communication, reading, writing, problem solving, decision making, brainstorming. All of these skills are worked into these workbook sets. And we have a number of them on different topics, and they are geared towards specific age ranges. So teachers can visit our website, which is arrowheadcenter.nmsu.edu/InAventureJr., and they can request the full set of workbooks for their grade level. They can also download a teacher's guide for the activity that I was telling you about, so that they can lead that with their kids in their class anytime. It takes about an hour to do the activity, and so we have a teacher's guide, we have a worksheet to go along with that, and we have all of our videos as well on our website. And all of that is completely free, and teachers are welcome also to reach out to us with any questions or feedback or anything else. We're really hoping that more and more teachers around the state will take advantage of these free materials to introduce entrepreneurship in their classroom and work with kids on skills that they can apply no matter what their career path is.
And some of these soft skills are really important. Even if you want to not become an entrepreneur, if you don't want to build your own business, the idea of when we tell them, oh, you're going to be the leader of the group, sometimes there's somebody super excited about it, but somebody I've seen too, like the weight of responsibility fall on their shoulders and they take it very seriously. So those are the sort of navigating, how am I going to tell them how to do this? And do I really want to be an artist? What does that mean? Can I draw? Can I convey things the way I want to? And seeing them try to figure that out. We don't give them enough credit for taking that sort of initiative, but they do. They want to. They're little sponges at that point.
So out of the dozen classrooms that you've both visited, Cassie, what really touched your heart when you talked to some of these children?
I think that they got excited. And when, at the beginning, we would ask them, entrepreneurs. That is such a large word, first of all. But second of all, is that they didn't have that confidence. So at the end of the class, hey, I've written down what it's going to be, what it can do, who the audience is, and how much it's going to cost. And these are these sort of grown-up topics. And now that they've entered into that world, they think, well, maybe that's possible. It gives them a little bit of an edge of confidence that I can just see it in 1 hour.
And they've come up with some of the most creative ideas. It's really exciting to see. And, you know, Cassie mentioned that we don't give kids enough credit. I was so surprised. We had one group of kindergartners, and they had decided as a class that the problem that they were going to help people solve was that people were too cold and they needed a way to warm up. So these kindergartners came up with all different ideas. One group, one team, they developed a beanie hat with a heating unit inside it, and then it had a separate battery pack. I mean, they're really detailed, you know? They're very detailed ideas that they're coming up with, and they're really thinking through all of the steps to if they were going to create this item, and sometimes it's something much more whimsical than a battery-powered heated beanie, but they're really thinking through all of the steps of how they could potentially turn that into a business one day. So it's really going through an entire process for them.
And where did the funds come from for this program?
InnoVenture Junior is supported by a generous grant from the Daniels Fund. The Daniels Fund supports programming at Arrowhead Center, including InnoVenture Junior and also the a recent expansion of our Studio G student business accelerator as well. So we're very grateful to the Daniels Fund. They've been tremendous supporters of all of our work in entrepreneurship education in New Mexico.
And what do you see going forward with this? You've had National Entrepreneurship Week, and this is then a nationwide program, is that correct?
Yes, National Entrepreneurship Week happened in February, and we wanted to take the opportunity of that moment to really push awareness of the availability of these entrepreneurship education materials for all New Mexico classrooms. So,
and the interesting thing, too, is it's not necessarily just for teachers. So if anybody has an interest in doing it in their group for an after-school program, we're also looking to get in contact with any sort of groups that, and organizations that might be interested and have elementary age students. We are willing to come do presentations or get you hooked up with that material as well.
Groups like
Looking Boys and Girls Club, hopefully 4-H might be something we could explore too. We can kind of adjust the presentation to say the problem changes. We can definitely tailor it to that organization.
We can, and we have the way that the materials, in addition to the hour-long activity that we've developed, the other materials, the workbooks and the videos, really are so adaptable. We really tried to set them up in a way that a teacher or a scout leader or a group leader of some kind could really use them in a lot of different ways and make them relevant to what the kids are doing in whatever way is strongest for them.
So you see this program growing for the future?
Yes, we have big plans for it going forward. We are looking to reach into classrooms all throughout New Mexico. Our pie in the sky goal is to see thousands of kids throughout New Mexico experiencing the idea of what does it mean to be an entrepreneur? What are the steps that I, even as a kindergartner, could take to think like an entrepreneur? And how can I apply the skills that I'm learning here to other things in my life and other school paths?
Well, I really appreciate you both coming out and talking to us about InnoVenture Junior, an entrepreneurship program and team working for children. And they can also find more information by emailing you, Amanda?
Yes. They can reach me. My email is ambradfo@nmsu.edu. They can also find all my contact information on our website, which again is arrowheadcenter.nmsu.edu/InnoVenture Junior. Or they can just do a Google search for NMSU InnoVenture and find us that way.
Again, thank you, InnoVenture Director Amanda Bradford and Program Specialist Cassie McClure.
Thank you, Emily.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Emily.
For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.